Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as I was waiting on the Lord as far as what direction He wanted to take for today's broadcast, I just sensed there are some that were going to be listening that feel God is just, at this moment, He's hidden. He's not involved. As you're praying and praying and you don't see answers and you're just kind of wondering what's going on. And so I just would like to share a few words of encouragement if you feel that way. I mean, with your mind, you know God is always with you. But sometimes there are periods in our lives we just don't feel the presence, the anointing of God like we used to or like we want to. And it becomes a real walk of faith. And I believe one of the more difficult concepts for us to grasp as His children is that, according to the Word of God, the Spirit of the living God dwells within us. 1 John 2:27 says, "The anointing you have received of Him abides in you." Now, there's a little lesson we can learn from the children of Israel. At one point in time when they were in their journeyings, Moses, they were very thirsty. And that was at the beginning of their journeys. And Moses was commanded to smite the rock in Horeb to give the people to drink. But then, after almost 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, he is told they needed water again. He's told to speak to the rock. And that rock symbolized Christ. Let me just share a few passages in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them." And that rock was Christ. And it was God's purpose that that rock that symbolized Christ was not in His purpose that that rock needed to be smitten twice. He suffered once, Jesus did, to put away sin. And this is an example for us that now we have to speak to the rock that refreshing streams may flow. Another interesting small passage stuck away in Numbers, the 21st chapter, verse 17. God told Moses to direct the elders to dig a well, and that the people of the Lord they sang this song, "Spring up, O well." We used to sing that song like that several years ago. "Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it." Their praise, beloved, brought forth refreshing waters of life. And there's a beautiful metaphor here suggesting a well within a rock. This rock is Christ, who is, of course, the fountain of living waters. Remember what He said to the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well? "I'll give you waters that you will never thirst again." And she said, "Lord, give me of these waters. I'd just as soon not come to drink here." He was speaking of things of the Spirit. The waters in this well represent the unsearchable riches of Christ, that which is abundantly able to satisfy all the needs of the human soul. Beloved, any desire, every need that you have, He is able to fulfill. And this well can spring up so that its life-giving, refreshing streams are within the reach of every single person who's thirsting and hungering for the living God. And when a well springs up, even in the natural, there's tremendous force and pressure in the bubbling forth of that spring. And this is the pressure of infinite love, a force that can send its influence into the deepest depths of human need and the highest heights of spiritual attainment and satisfaction. And what releases this power? This is the message for us, beloved. It is speaking to the rock. This rock, Christ, is waiting to yield his treasures to those who ask. And we don't have to shout. Beloved, your speech doesn't have to be eloquent. All Jesus asks is that prayer be real. And as you speak in faith, the waters will gush out and you will be able to sing to it with a rejoicing of praise. And why have I shared this with you? Well, just to encourage you to know that at any time that you need or desire, the Lord is present to minister to you. That anointing you've received abides in you. He doesn't leave. He may apparently seem to be hidden. The people of Israel, think about that. They couldn't see any difference in the dry desert terrain around in the location where they were, where Moses had the word and the commandment of the Lord. It was wilderness. It was desert. But they moved in obedience, and God abundantly gave them water to drink. But they initiated this miraculous supply by responding in faith and obedience by digging the well as they praise God. And when they started, there wasn't a drop of water, but soon a spring gushed forth. Glory to God. Jesus said in John 7:38, "He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And beloved, I believe, I'm praying this way, that the Lord's going to so anoint you that the waters of life are going to flow from you in a mighty way. And that spiritual thirst that so many people have today, they don't even know what's going to satisfy it. I'm praying that the Lord will use you in glorious ways in this end time harvest that is before us. And, you know, as I was thinking about this beautiful fact that God dwells within us, he's not far away. He's not, the Father is on a throne in glory somewhere up in the heaven, third heaven. But beloved, he is right with us. He's everywhere. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And I recently read a portion of a prophetic word that I just found rather delightful, and I want to share it with you. The Lord said, "Will you wait quietly, giving me space to answer? Rudeness and haste are contrary to kingdom policy, so I will not interrupt you. Further, I cannot always conform to your schedule. I love you too much." Oh, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years is the importance of learning the timing of the Lord. Some of you who feel that nothing's happening, nothing's taking place, Lord, where are you? What are you doing? He is moving. You just may not see it. Just like the children of Israel didn't believe or couldn't fathom where the water was underneath their feet, they just obeyed what the Lord said, and sure enough, there was water. And he wants us to live for today in the now, and he wants us to discern his spiritual movement in our lives for the present and to wait upon him with a right heart attitude. We're creatures of time. We are as the grass of the field, Scripture likens us. You know, we're here for a brief moment and then we're gone. But we serve an eternal God who dwells beyond the limits and confines of time and space as we know it. Throughout the Word, we see numerous examples of God's children having difficulty with God's timing. Oh, a classic example, John 11:6. Jesus deliberately stays for 2 days in the place he was after he heard the news of Lazarus's sickness. And this caused great consternation, upset for Mary and Martha, because their brother actually died when Jesus delayed. However, what did the Lord say? "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Beloved, just as he did then, just as he wants to do now in your life, he wants to show that he is God. Sometimes we do question the Lord when problems remain after we've done all the right things. You know, you've examined your heart, you've repented, you availed yourself of your spiritual armor and weaponry, you've bound and loosed, you've prayed in agreement using the keys of the kingdom, you've thanked God, you've praised God, you were faithful. So what's happening? Well, God tells us in the Word, Ephesians 6:13 and 14, you're waiting on God, and you'll become strong like the eagle. Having done all you know to do, stand therefore. You're standing. And as a sovereign witness to his glory, God will do the manifestly impossible. Remember in 1 Kings 18, remember the altar, the bullock, Elijah? Those stones were drenched with 4 barrels of water 3 separate times. This was done to show that there was absolutely no way those water-soaked objects could burn in the natural. However, when the fire of God fell, even the very stones were consumed. So just as we can see the faithfulness of God to his servants in the Bible, beloved, I am here to tell you to take heart in the fact that he is going to be faithful to you. He will show you his power yet again, and no one will ever be able to ascribe it to some natural causes or circumstances. Your change will come, and beloved, your patience will be rewarded. Just praise him, thank him for his amazing love and his right timing. For hear the word of the Lord, beloved, for just a few moments, just now. Enter into my presence with praise. It is the path to peace. Live each moment of your day to the fullest as you go about the duties of your day, knowing that I am by your side. I would have you just to rest in me. Let me carry the load. Let me guide your decisions. The more you're able to do this, the greater the fruit that will abound in your life. The greater you are able to experience my joy, my peace, and my love, the easier, the fuller, the overflow into the lives of those around you. Beloved, you only have one responsibility, and that is to love me with all of your heart, and I'll take care of the rest. Why? Because you're mine and I love you, says the Lord. Lord, thank you for the precious ministry of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to live in the reality of the present moment, receiving all the spiritual and natural provision you have for us in this time, conscious of your love, energized by your strength, praising you for the victory that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my time has flown, but let me just share one final scripture. Psalm 22:4-5. In you our fathers put their trust, they trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Praise God, for he is our God who performs miracles. Thank you so much for joining me. The announcer is going to give our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Take just a moment to write, send that email, and I will send you back a letter that will encourage your heart. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,